Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, Paul Allen, Vikings game plan, the winning formula for a successful second preseason game from Seattle momentarily. But first, let's chat some fantasy football and tie it into the Minnesota Vikings. Rookie receiver Laquon Treadwell caught four passes at Cincinnati for 41 yards. Looked very fluid. When it comes to fantasy football, Wobby, in the regular season with the rookie Treadwell, how do you handle that?
Well, I think his stock is rising after that first preseason game. I know it's just one game, but it's all we have to analyze for all of the rookies. So stock rising after game one, a very good debut.
Treadwell left. Hill facing a blitz, fires, caught, first down, first catch for Laquon Treadwell.
I think behind Ezekiel Elliott, you can make as strong a case for Treadwell as anyone else to be the next rookie taken in your draft, regardless of scoring format. With all rookie receivers, it's going to take a little time to know the offense and to know the game. I think Laquon's going to get it faster than most, so I think his value is pretty high. But if you're in a dynasty or a keeper league, I think he has very high value, and you could take him as early as second or third rookie in the draft.
Stephon Diggs, second-year receiver, Maryland. The way I lay it out is not only the way he played last year, he missed three games and fell off a little bit at the end of the season for whatever the reason. He finished with 720 receiving yards. 1,000 yards for Stephon Diggs, that should happen, right?
I think it should, too. I think Teddy's going to take a step forward. I think the pass protection will be better, and so it stands to reason that Stephon Diggs' numbers will go up because they like to use him in the screen game. They may slide him inside to play slot on third down. So I really like Stephon Diggs as a receiver in fantasy leagues where you get a point per reception.
Boy, this bad boy's turned into Fantasy Football Weekly, because as a deep sleeper, very deep sleeper, I like Jerick McKinnon in a PPR points per reception league because he's going to catch passes this year. Nice job on the fantasy breakdown. Let's get to reality. The winning formula against the Seattle Seahawks off the Cincinnati game. Seattle won 17-16 in its opener. The Vikings won 17-16 in their preseason opener. Give us a winning formula for this game.
This is all about the trenches, I think. You know, the Seattle Seahawks have a lot of new parts along their offensive line, and so do the Vikings. So I think both offenses are going to try and be better at getting a push along the offensive line to run the football. Defensively, both teams are known for their defensive lines. The Vikings have a lot of continuity coming back. The Seahawks are working a couple of new players in as well, but they also have some stars coming back. So I think defensively, the standard is going to be very high for both of these teams. Now, looking at the Vikings specifically, I think if you read between the lines, you could tell that Coach Zimmer was not exactly thrilled with everything that happened.
There were some good things, but we got a long way to go. We're not ready to go where we need to yet.
I think he's going to be looking for marked improvement from the Vikings defensive line. Hopefully those guys can get on the field, get plenty of snaps, get off the field and be healthy, but show a lot more aggressiveness and a lot more physicality against what is normally a very physical Seahawks team.
Have fun with the game.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wobshaw, Wobby from Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. On behalf of all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.